It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Happy Friday to everybody tuned in and locked in on a Friday. I'm here to get you closer to Saturday. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can always listen on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You can listen on SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is in New York City holding it down on the boards. And in New York City, in Queens, New York, the New York Mets, they stay alive. They force a game six. The New York Mets beat the Dodgers at Citi Field. The final score, 12-6. Game six will take place in Los Angeles. The Dodgers lead the series 3-2. And so the New York Mets, their backs are still up against the wall. They got to win two straight in Los Angeles if the Mets still want to advance to the World Series. The Dodgers, they just got to win one. Sean Manaea is going to be on the mound for the New York Mets on Sunday, and the Dodgers just going to throw out a bunch of guys to get the job done. Let's see how it works out for them. Yeah, what a new world in baseball. Let's just put a guy out there. Let's, instead of putting a guy, just put eight guys out there and try to win the game. Meanwhile, in Cleveland, the New York Yankees are leading the Guardians 3-1. They're in the third inning. New York Yankees have a 2-1 series lead. They are trying to make it a 3-1 series lead. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. We've had a busy day. Real busy day. Oh, you can find me online at JR Sport Brief, by the way. We're going to get into some of the news from earlier in the day. Tony Bennett explaining why he decided to leave. Looks like we've gotten more confirmation as to who is going to be starting for the Steelers on Sunday Night Football against the New York Jets. It's just a lot going on. Meanwhile, also, for all of our fans interested in the WNBA, the Minnesota Lynx, they are also trying to stay alive in the WNBA Finals. The Lynx are ahead of the Liberty right now at halftime, 46-45. This is a best 3 out of 5, and so the Liberty are one victory away. New York leads the series 2-1. Let's go to the game that just concluded about 20-30 minutes ago. The Mets over the Dodgers, 12-6, forcing a game six, extending their season. Pete Alonso, he hit a 3-run home run early. The New York Mets were beating the living hell out of the Dodgers, and so the Dodgers, Paez hit a couple of home runs to give them a scare. But after the game, Pete Alonso, who every game right now in this series might be playing his final game as a Met, Pete Alonso says, "I'm happy we can still play." This is what he told Fox.
"Well, every at bat, I take the same, have the same tenacity, same approach. I mean, at the end of the day, this is postseason baseball. It's about having fun, and I'm just so happy I got to come through for the team right there. It's a big spot, and I'm just happy to make an impact. I mean, this group, this clubhouse, so tight knit. It's. I mean, this is definitely one of the most special teams I've ever played for, and I mean, just to come through for the boys like that, I'm just so happy. I'm just so happy I could do that."
Yeah, matter of fact, let's take a listen to that 3-run bomb that he hit in the first.
The 2-1 lifted in the air to right center field and deep. Paez back, still going. It's going to go. Home run! Pete Alonso, a 3-run homer right in front of the 7-line army to the right of the 408 mark. Alonso with his fourth postseason home run, and the Mets are leading by a score of 3-0.
And there's the great Howie Rose from the Mets radio network. This is a unique stat to this game that happened tonight for the New York Mets. Nobody struck out. The Dodgers did not strike anyone out. This is the first time since 2002 in a postseason game that a team went the entire game without a K. Nobody struck out. Pretty crazy to think about. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It's just wild stuff. The New York Mets putting themselves in a prime position here, winning this game. Now they go back to L.A. Ramon is calling from Indianapolis. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ramon?
Hey, JR. How you doing, my good brother? Night, long time no talk to. Thank you for taking my
couple of things I wanted to ask you about. Well, get to real fast. One, I like to see Cleveland try to take out the Yankees. Probably not going to happen, but, you know, I root for the underdogs and wish they would. Can take them out. Two, I guess really your honest thoughts on this Pittsburgh situation. I guess from what I'm reading, there's a lot of back chatter that Russell Wilson was named the starter at first. I just think that when you're tied with Baltimore at 4-2, that's just difficult to do. You can really go in a tailspin. And from what I was telling someone earlier, it just better work because we're in Indianapolis, and Joe Flacco has done phenomenal. Last year he did phenomenal for Cleveland to get them in the playoffs. And to me, that's a barometer for Russell Wilson. He better play like Joe Flacco or better. And I was wondering your thoughts on that. Do you think he's capable of doing that, especially with the talent? We do got a little more talent with Pierce and Pittman and a few other people, but I just don't know, man. Don't know.
Well, thank you, Ramon, for calling from Indianapolis. No problem. Thank you for calling from Indianapolis. I'll go ahead and answer that. Yes, yeah, so we do have this Sunday night football matchup between the New York Jets and the Pittsburgh Steelers, okay? We saw what the Steelers did against the Raiders, and if you want to think about Justin Fields, he threw for 145 yards, rushed for 59, and had two touchdowns. One thing that we know is he ain't throwing the ball. He's not. I mean, and we talked about this Hickey, I'm not even going to butcher his name. Ray, right?
Was Ray Fittipaldo.
Ray Fittipaldo joined us. And he was great, and he pretty much documented the issues that the Steelers have had with throwing the ball all over the place. They're like second to last in the league in passing. That's not going to win you anything. Let's all be real and honest about the Steelers. This, as it is currently constructed, even with Justin Fields, this ain't no Super Bowl contending team. Nobody looks at the Steelers and says, oh my God, they're right there with the Chiefs or the Bills or the Ravens when it comes down to winning a championship. Like, they're good. They're good enough to go to the playoffs, but can they go for a run? Yeah, but not like this. You might as well see what you got. Why are you just going to stash Russell Wilson to the side just to have every game be a rock fight? You might as well see what you have. And look, Mike Tomlin is putting himself in the crossfire of the fans. And he always is in the crossfire of the fans. People can't stand him because they haven't won a championship. Having a positive record every single season, every year, is not good enough. But I'll tell you this, this is a passing league. It is. And Russell Wilson hasn't had the best last two seasons, but the guy can certainly pass. And by utilizing Justin Fields as well, you add another wrinkle to the team. And so we haven't got that confirmation from Mike Tomlin yet, because Mike Tomlin is never, ever, ever going to tell you what's on his mind. He's going to keep things open. And why should he? You know, keep the New York Jets guessing. It's as simple as that. You know what? Take a listen. George Pickens actually spoke to the media today, and he might have let the cat out of the bag. He's just like, yeah, I'm doing extra work with Russell Wilson because this is going to be his first start. Listen to what Pickens said earlier.
Have you noticed him putting in extra time this week, maybe working with you one-on-one just to try to get on the same page?
Yeah, getting on the same page after practice throwing more than usual because, you know, this is first start.
Yeah, this is his first start. Okay. Leave it to George Pickens to just kind of tell the family business. Everybody's over for Thanksgiving, and he's telling everybody's business. You want to know somebody who agrees, though, that Justin Fields should still be out there? Oh, yeah, it's a Hall of Famer. Oh, yeah, multiple-time Super Bowl champ. Oh, he played for the Steelers. It's Terry Bradshaw. He was he did talk to TMZ. They found him on the street because that's what TMZ does. And Terry Bradshaw, he said they should keep Fields.
He's played well enough to keep the job, in my opinion.
Right. Well, do you have confidence in Russell Wilson?
I'm going to hang my hat with the young guy. I'm going to stay with Fields.
Okay. He's not the only former quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers to say that they need to keep Justin Fields out there. How about the last guy that won a championship for him? Ben Roethlisberger. He was on his footballing podcast. Still hate that name. And he basically said, yeah, I don't care if Russell Wilson was getting healthy. They should still keep Justin out there.
I would absolutely not even think about taking him out of the game right now. I would keep him in there. And even if he has a bad game, I would keep him in there because right now they're rolling. Yeah, they lost two. They got this win. But I think he's playing well enough. You know, I think he's doing enough. You saw with his legs especially, making things happen, creating. And not necessarily this time wasn't design quarterback runs. It was him extending a play, seeing a stepping up in the pocket, and just keeping the play alive. So I thought he played well. It's good to have to know what you have at the backup, and Russ is there if you need him. I just think what you're going to get from Russ is more pocket presence to throw the ball down the field, but you're not going to get that extend the play like Justin does, because he's a running back there. When he decides to run, he's a really, really talented runner as well.
Look, he has a ceiling as a passer, and we heard this yesterday out of his own mouth. This wouldn't be happening if Justin Fields did not perform better. That's what he said out of his own mouth, and I think we see it. He's great. He runs. He extends plays. Yes, he runs better than Russell Wilson. But in a league where you have to pass the ball, in order to compete, you have to see what you have in Russell Wilson. I would love to see Fields still out there, and he'll still get an opportunity to play. Hickey, what are your thoughts? I mean, the two Super Bowl champs are like, they want to keep Fields out there. I ain't got no Super Bowl ring. What do you think?
I would make it a competition. Now, obviously, we're not at practice, so I have no idea how Russ looks. But if Russ looks better than Fields in practice, I would play Russ, because I don't think Fields has played well enough to warrant the job or warrant keeping the job. I know you could look at the record, but my retort to that would be, well, how much has he actually contributed to that record? Like, what is he actually doing to help the Steelers get four wins? And I don't think he's doing a lot. In week one, you kick six field goals. You can't score a touchdown. Even last week against the Raiders, like, he can't throw the ball. Like, there are still a lot of deficiencies, even in games in which they're winning, to where I don't think he's done anything to lock down the job. I don't think Russ is much better, but I would at least have a competition. May the best man win. Well, it seems like Russ has been a little bit more consistent. Maybe brings a little more, you know, passing explosiveness or competency. But I don't think Fields has played anywhere near as well enough right now to keep this job on lock.
Yeah, and that's what we have. And this has been a competition. Now that Russell Wilson is back, Russell Wilson was going to get the start before he messed up his calf. Mike Tomlin made it very clear before they even started that Russell Wilson had pole position to be the starting quarterback. And so here we have it. I'll tell you this, though. I think the New York Jets are going to go into Pittsburgh and they're going to win. There's just too much behind the New York Jets right now. Are they that massive of a disaster? They have enough talent. I think they have a better offense, and I think that they'll go out and they'll beat Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh on Sunday night. Davante Adams is all of a sudden miraculously healthy now that he's been traded. I would go ahead and take the Jets over the Steelers. Let's see what Russell Wilson can do. It's not been said official that he's going to start, but I think we can all go ahead and bet on it. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. James is calling from Los Angeles. James, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
What's up, my man? How you doing?
I'm very well. What's on your mind?
Oh, all right. Yeah, I want to talk about my Raiders, man. But you made an interesting point. You know, you guys are talking about Justin Fields and everything. Just real quick, I wanted to know, who do you think is playing better? Who would you take, Dak or Justin Fields? I'm just curious.
For what? In what respect or regard?
I thought, like, to be the starting quarterback. Like, I also think Mike Tomlin is making a mistake.
Starting quarterback. Slow down, James. Starting quarterback for what? For a game? For a season? Do I draft him for his career? Am I trying to start a franchise?
For each game, like for the game. Like if you had a choice between the two.
I'm going with Dak Prescott. I mean, when have you seen Justin Fields consistently just march down the field throwing the football?
I haven't.
Well, there you go. I don't think that's a difficult one.
Okay. I was just thinking because he's winning. Like, if you're hot,
No. You know what I want my quarterback to do? I want him to be able to consistently move the ball down the field. And simple as that. And Justin Fields can do that, but not consistently because he operates more in a running capacity.
Okay. Fair enough. All right, on to my Raiders, man. It's been a mess. I really like Antonio Pierce. Like I said, he went to school with my brother. So, some family ties. Not family ties, but, I'm rooting for him. I'm hoping that he does everything. But it seems like Tom Brady, he got his own agenda. I think because Vegas, they got the new stadium. They moved there. They want a big-name coach. So I think that Antonio Pierce is probably on limited time and everything. But I don't know if Belichick is the answer. I know that his guy, but, he was losing. He was slipping when he was in New England. So I don't know if they think he can come in and do something. Now, if they want to bring in Mike Vrabel, wow, who, never was unjustly done in Tennessee, I would agree with that. But I'm not a fan of Belichick like that. I think his time has passed.
Hey, what
do you think?
I think the first thing the Raiders need to do is find a good football team, like guys who can actually play on the football field. They're going to have to find they got to find somebody who can throw the ball. Let's see who and what they end up with in the draft. I think we all know the Raiders stink. They're going to get a high draft position. Let's see what happens. I'm not concerned with who's going to coach the team, when they give Antonio the boot. Who's going to throw the rock? It's as simple as that, and we're not going to have an answer for that until we get to March and April.
Okay, do you think Tom Brady's influence on the team is a positive one, or you think it's...
I think it would be a positive one given his experience and his brain and what to look for. You would think so, right? I don't think Tom Brady being around wouldn't hurt.
I think back to Magic Johnson trying to coach my team, and it didn't work out,
James, there's a difference between being a coach. We've had plenty of professional athletes that coached and were failures, guys who are Hall of Famers who coached and failed. Tom Brady is not standing on the sideline with a headset. Tom Brady is a 5%, 10% owner with one of his partners of the Raiders. And I would think, given his experience over 20 years, given his accolades, that he has something positive to bring to a team that has just been a train wreck forever.
He ain't coaching.
There's no harm. The guy running the team is a guy's son who inherited the squad, okay?
I know what you're saying.
The current general manager for the team was hired after having a disappointing tenure with his last team. He got fired and was hired. So you don't get any worse than what you have unless we find out that Tom Brady is a tyrant. Unless Tom Brady is going to sink the ship and be an egomaniac and fight with this man, I think the Raiders have done worse over the course of their history, James. I think you would agree.
Right. I don't think he's going to do that, but I'm just looking at it like...
They'll be fine, James.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, brother. Have a great weekend.
You too. Look, Tom Brady in the building for the Raiders does not guarantee that they're all of a sudden going to turn into the New England Patriots. There's no guarantee of that. There's no guarantee that they win a title or a championship. But you would think that this man who actually understands winning, knows what it means to win at the highest level, that there are going to be changes in how the team operates. He's going to take his experiences, good and bad, from the New England Patriots, from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I would think that'd be a positive for the Raiders. Can things go to the you-know-what? Yeah, it sure can. Let's think about another big-time winner. A guy named Derek Jeter was a partial owner and president of the Miami Marlins, okay? He could not get along with the owner, Sherman. He eventually slashed payroll, said, we need to chop this down, and didn't do this. And then he felt that there was a fracture in ownership that they were not going to spend and keep their word on what they said they were going to do in the rebuilding process, okay? At the end of the day, Mark Davis still runs the team. Now, if you were telling me that Tom Brady was running the team from top to bottom himself, then maybe we'd have a different result. I have no idea. But this is the Raiders. They've been a joke. Every year, every season is a new tragedy. It's a new misstep. There's something awful that happens. Tom Brady walking into the building may actually be a good thing. Sometimes teams are so bad. They are so garbage. They're so trash. that you think everything that happens is bad. You've been bad enough. What's one more? You might as well swing for it, right? And you bring a winner. It'll be okay. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. Of course, we're going to walk through a few things that took place this day in sports history. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. This portion of the show was brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam and just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, we did a lot of talking in the last break about what the Steelers should or should not do when it comes down to their quarterback situation. It appears that Russell Wilson is going to get his first start of the season coming off of that calf strain. Justin Fields has helped lead them to a 4-2 record. And meanwhile, we have another AFC North team that plays in their division. The Steelers are going to play on Sunday night against the New York Jets. We got to wait just a little bit longer to see the Ravens, because on Monday Night Football, the Baltimore Ravens are going to be in Tampa Bay taking on the Bucs. And so the world will get to see Lamar Jackson, the two-time NFL MVP, out there playing again. And you could make a case, given what the Baltimore Ravens have done up until now, a 4-2 record between him and Derrick Henry. They are running the football. They're destroying everybody. Lamar Jackson has already been talked about as potentially winning another MVP. And it's like, damn, okay, we're a third of the way through the season, but can we wait just a little bit? And when you look at his numbers, he's projected to surpass what he did last year, okay? And that would put him again in another MVP, or give him another MVP. He has 1,500 yards passing. He has 10 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. When you think about what he's been able to do on the ground, Lamar Jackson already has 403 yards rushing to go along with 2 touchdowns. He is on pace to annihilate his numbers. Now, we all know injuries can happen. They are a possibility. But Lamar Jackson was asked about this, being MVP again. And he's like, man, y'all are asking about MVP. All I want to do is win the title. Stop asking me about this nonsense. Listen to this.
I know how I feel to be 0-2, so I really don't care about the hype, you know, and not just being 0-2, I just know how the NFL works, you know, it's any given Sunday, so I'm not finna dwell on an MVP trophy or anything like that. I never have, you know, even when I won it, I never, like, dwelled on it. It was about me just trying to win each and every game I'm in, and same thing from now, you know, I'm still trying to win these games to get to February and win in February.
Yeah, nobody. Look, man, if you're a Baltimore Ravens fan, do you care if this guy wins another MVP? I'm sure you want him to win another one, but do you want that and a championship, or do you just want a title? Give the guy a title. Go out and win one of those. He hasn't had success. He's had difficulty going out and beating the Kansas City Chiefs. So has everybody else. You know, we had this conversation with Matt Verderam earlier in the show from Sports Illustrated. It's like the Kansas City Chiefs are everybody's boogeyman. And so, look, he can win another MVP. Awesome. That'd be terrific. He's an amazing player. He's arguably the best player in the NFL outside of Patrick Mahomes. But the fact is, win a title, who cares? Like, if Josh Allen wins MVP, whoop-de-freaking-do. Great accomplishment for him. Gonna go down in history as one of the greatest players of all time. But people are sick of looking at the Bills and the Ravens. It's like, win a championship. Do that. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. James is here from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, James?
Whoa, what's going on, JR, man? I couldn't agree with you more about the Baltimore take. I mean, Lamar Jackson's either going to win MVP or be in a position where he could have, right, as long as he stayed healthy. I don't think none of us and Baltimore cared too much for that. we won the Super Bowl, and I feel confident that we're going to get one this year, unlike years past. But we called in about the Steelers thing. Being a Baltimore fan, nothing makes me happier than seeing them melt. But the Fields and Russell Wilson thing, I think I'm on the side. Interested to see what happens. I see why everybody split on it. But, I mean, I'm kind of on the Fields side of it. Hearing what you guys said, saying that he hasn't contributed to their team, I've been watching their games. It can be ugly, but that's how they play ball, really. And he's accounted for 10 touchdowns in the last 5 games, 10 touchdowns. He has thrown the ball when he needed to. I think he put up, like, 300 on L.A., 300 on Indy. Russell Wilson might activate the wide receivers a little bit, but this dude is not and he helping his ball club. I don't see why banning him at 1-2 would be
well,
a good thing.
He's only had 1 300-yard passing game. They're second to last in passing in the NFL. And if you keep Justin Fields out there, let me ask you this: what do you think their ceiling is?
I don't think their ceiling. I say their ceiling is what you said it was, but I don't think that changes with Russell Wilson. I mean, like you said, you wanted to be a pass. It's a passing league. But they went and hired Arthur Smith, and they want to run Najee Harris 20 times a game. They still going to do that with Russell Wilson in their quarterback. They just hoping he can make the throws that he's missed.
Correct. And you know what that does? That opens up the offense even more. I don't disagree with you that the ceiling stays the same. It doesn't matter. I believe whether Russell Wilson starts or Justin Fields starts, this is not a Super Bowl contending team. I will tell you, I think they have the ability to win more games with somebody who's more known as a passer in late game situations. But I'll say it this way. You have more options in the offense when you have Russell Wilson back there. I don't think they're stashing Justin Fields over into the corner and saying, hey, man, we're done with you, or stuffing him in the closet. But you have more options. You have more versatility to go out and do things. And I also think you'll be better in late game situations because Russell Wilson has been there. And he's done that. And so if I want a late game, who do you want out there? You want Russell Wilson or you want Fields?
Well, look, I think you do make a good point about late in the game with him just being a veteran and being in them situations
It was simple question.
I answered your question. I just wanted to say in versatility, I answered your question. You're right. He brings that extra thing in the late game situations, the crunch time. He's a vet and he's won a Super Bowl. But from a versatility standpoint, don't you think that being able to run the ball, extend plays, the things that he does that Russ can't, that's versatility? I mean, what else you want?
No, that's not versatility. Versatility is having the defense have to think about, oh, my God, they just put Justin Fields in the game. Is he going to throw the ball or is he going to run the ball? Oh, my God. Here we have Russell Wilson at the line of scrimmage. The ball is now snapped. Okay. We have to account for more than just a run. Like, it's very predictable what you have there with Justin Fields as a starting quarterback. The entire offense is going to open up a whole lot more with Russell Wilson on the field. And the threat that Justin Fields is going to walk onto the field, and you have more, it's more dynamic. Arthur Smith was right down here in Atlanta, okay? And one of the issues, unfortunately, is, A, he didn't have a quarterback once Matt Ryan left, but then he didn't necessarily know how to use his weapons. I'm not going to poo-poo the guy. We know the Steelers want to punch you in the mouth. We know they want to run the football. We know they want to win dirty. But when it comes to winning at the end of the game, I don't care if you're the Steelers or you happen to be the Titans or the Jets or the Patriots or anybody. You need somebody who can throw the ball consistently down the field and at least scare the living hell out of you in that regard. Russell Wilson gives them that. Their ceiling doesn't change. Maybe they have a better chance of scaring somebody in the postseason. It's tough. We know who Fields is. He said it himself that he needs to improve as a passer. You want to win? You got to throw the ball. James, I appreciate you so much for calling from Baltimore. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We are going to take a break. When we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to start to wrap things up. Phone lines are still open if you want to give me a holler. And then, of course, we're going to take a look back at a few things, or maybe one thing, that took place this day in sports history.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. Yes, 855-212-4227. What a full show we've had. Thank you so much to Matt Verderam for joining us from Sports Illustrated. We talked about the New York Mets forcing a game six against the Dodgers back in L.A. on Sunday. We talked about the return of Saquon Barkley from the Philadelphia Eagles making his first game against his former squad, the New York Giants. We talked about the Detroit Lions and the Minnesota Vikings. I got Detroit winning. One day, soon enough, Sam Darnold is going to turn into a pumpkin. We talked about Kansas City and San Francisco. Man, we talked about the return of Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb is coming back for the Browns. What a terrible team. They're going to take on Cincinnati. Going to take on those Bengals. That'll be a fun one. You know what? I want you to listen. Joe Burrow, he said that this is a big game that we need to win.
Yeah, this is one that we need. It's going to be a very similar game to last week. You know, really good defense, great front, good secondary. So we're going to have to be smart with the ball, take our explosives when they're there. Stay on track, can't get behind the sticks because of how good their front is. It'll be a challenge, but we're going to be ready for it.
Yeah, they'll win. It's the Browns. They'll win. Joe Burrow is 0-3 versus against them, by the way. Really nuts. And then even earlier today, you know, we talked about Tony Bennett, who decided to just quit. He said, I'm not doing this anymore with the Virginia Cavaliers. Tony Bennett, he said, look, man, I can't coach a basketball team. This is like the pros right now. So he quit. Listen to him.
I think it's right for players, student athletes, to receive revenue. Please don't mistake me. I do. I think it is. But the game and college athletics is not in a healthy spot. It's not. And there needs to be change. And it's not going to go back. I think I was equipped to do the job here the old way. And that's who I am. And that's how it was.
Oh, my goodness. Speaking of a healthy spot. And by the way, I'm not mad that he left. If you ain't got no interest, leave. Just go away. Hickey, I woke up this morning. You know what I saw?
What's that?
I saw that there's a former NFL QB who's having a little bit of a legal issue. Did you see that?
I did see that. Yes. Yeah.
Let's take a listen to this news from CBS in Chicago.
Former Bears quarterback Jay Cutler charged with drunk driving after a crash in Tennessee. Franklin police say their investigation suggests that Cutler rear-ended another vehicle around 5 o'clock yesterday evening. Officers say they noticed a strong odor of alcohol while talking with Cutler and that he was slurring his words and had bloodshot eyes. Police say Cutler also had two firearms in his vehicle. One of them was loaded. He was released from the Williamson County Jail last night.
Oh, my goodness. Hickey, they said he had a rifle on the back seat. He said he had, like, I think it was a handgun in the front or the console. He was drunk. And then also, the accident that he caused, they said that he refused to, he refused a sobriety test. That's why they arrested him. But then he tried to pay the person off. Here's $2,000 so we don't have to get the cops involved.
Unfortunately, does that not sound very Jay Cutler-esque?
Yeah, it does. It does. Didn't I say the other? He's just a miserable you-know-what all the time. It's bad, man. That's not good.
What are you doing drinking that heavily on a Thursday afternoon?
They said 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's the middle of rush hour, wherever the hell, you know, wherever the hell he's at. That's, yeah, look, yeah, good luck to him. Obviously, he's going through some type of a rough time. But, man, when you got alcohol in your system and you're just crashing, you could have killed somebody, man. You got to take it easy. Much love to everybody out there on a Friday night. Be safe. Be well. Be considerate to others. Be considerate to yourself. You know, that's just other people outside. Imagine you got a drunk individual. It doesn't matter if it's Jake Cutler or your next door neighbor. Just some guy drunk with guns in the car. He could have killed somebody with the car. And God knows what else could have happened. So, thank God nothing worse happened than what did. And good luck to him. Obviously, he's going through some things. Speaking of going through things, Hickey, you remember that guy, that Lieutenant Dan guy who was at the, he tried to live out the hurricane? Remember him?
On the boat you're talking about?
Yeah, that guy.
Yes.
Yeah, I just read he got arrested, too, for two warrants. He didn't make some court appearances or something. So, yeah, hung out on the boat all that damn time. Now he's locked up.
Damn. Well, I'm glad he made it through number one. Obviously, that he's alive. Oh, there's some questions about that possibility.
Oh, well. I don't know how much time he has the way he lives his life, okay?
He did not look like the healthiest person in the world.
I'm not wishing the guy, you know, an early grave, but he doesn't look long for this side of the dirt. Let's put it that way. Hey, you've never heard...
I've never heard that phrase.
I've never heard it either until the first time I said it. I'm going to use it from now on. Feel free to steal it, too. Take it.
I like it. I think I will.
He is not long for this side of the dirt. Oh, my God.
That is a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one. Pat myself on the back. New York Yankees, what's the score? 3-2, the Yankees lead. It's the fifth inning. I'm going to have to invest in some glasses soon. Oh, man. Can't see worth a damn. Anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Today is Friday, October 18th. Man, we pulling up on November. How the hell? Hickey, every month I say it, every week, every day. What is this?
It does not, maybe just me, it does not feel like October is flying by.
No?
Not that it's a bad thing, but it doesn't feel like it's like, wow, I blinked and we're halfway to Halloween.
It feels that way to me. Halfway to Halloween?
Listen, closer to Halloween.
Another week and a half? What is this? 18th? Today's the 18th? When is that?
13 days? It's about 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Almost 2 weeks. Yep. Yeah, almost 2 weeks.
Plenty of time to get your costume ready.
You got a costume for Halloween? Nope. You know what you're doing?
No. I'm not a costume. I know you're a costume guy. I'm not, though.
Me?
Yeah, you seem like it.
No. I haven't worn... I couldn't tell you the last time I dressed for Halloween.
Even with all the prizes that you could have gotten at work, potentially?
No.
If that happened?
Hickey, I did a Halloween party at my house. I want to say, like, I don't even know. 15 plus years ago at this point, right?
Huh. Okay. How'd it go?
Oh, it was great. People came over. Somebody looked like Egyptian princess and everybody, vampire. It was a fun time. Hickey, I threw the party. You know what I was for Halloween?
Yourself?
Yeah, I was Sprite. You know what I did? I wore a green shirt and I wore green pants. And it said, what were you, Sprite? That
don't drink me, though.
Yeah, I didn't know. Yeah. Yeah, something like that, Hickey. Something like that.
All right.
Anyway. Hey, you know what? Let's get out of that. Because we're going to end up back in the booty conversation we had earlier about General Booty and all other... And anyway, it's October 18th. Let's go back in time.
Back. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And if we go back October 18th to the year 1977, Reggie Jackson hit 3 home runs on 3 straight pitches to help the Yankees beat the Dodgers in Game 6 of the World Series. Listen.
Reggie Jackson. Long drive right field. It is.
Goodbye.
A big, big World Series for Reggie Jackson despite all the palaver. With Billy Mott as he comes up with his third home run of the series. Hard shot right field, it's gone. Oh, what a World Series for Reggie Jackson. First hit right in his wheelhouse, as Don Siebel would say. Reggie Jackson now well on his way to becoming the most valuable player in the 1977 World Series.
Reggie Jackson has seen 2 pitches in the strike zone tonight, 2, and he's hit them both in the seat. five.
What? Oh, what a beam on his face. How can you blame him? He's answered the whole world.
Yeah, Mr. October was born. The Yankees currently lead Cleveland 3-2 right now in the sixth. The New York Mets force a game six against the Dodgers. Hey, maybe we have a Yankees-Dodgers World Series. Haven't had that since 1981. Hey, Hickey, where can people find you?
Ryan_Hickey and the number 3 on Twitter.
And listen to Ryan over the weekend. We'll be back together on Monday. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It is done. Don't move. Bart Winkler coming up next. We gone. Have a great weekend, folks. Bye.